good.
Underworld. And as to you, death, and you, bitter hug of mortality, it is idle to try to alarm me. To his work without flinching, the accoucheur comes. I see the elder hand pressing, receiving, supporting. I recline by the sills of the exquisite flexible doors and mark the outlet and mark the relief and escape. And as to you, corpse, I think you are good manure, but that does not offend me. I smell the white roses sweet-scented and growing. I reach to the leafy lips. I reach to the polished breasts of melons. And as to you, life, I reckon you are the leavings of many deaths. No doubt I have died myself 10,000 times before. I hear you whispering there, O stars of heaven, O suns, O grass of graves, O perpetual transfers and promotions. If you do not say anything, how can I say anything? Of the turbid pool that lies in the autumn forest, of the moon that descends the steeps of the soughing twilight, toss sparkles of day and dusk, toss on the black stems that decay in the muck, toss to the moaning gibberish of the dry limbs. I ascend from the moon, I ascend from the night, I perceive that the ghastly glimmers is noonday sunbeams reflected, and debouch to the steady and central from the offspring, great or small. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. My name is Gavin Smith, and you're listening to The Underworld. We're broadcasting from unceded Kasia territory of the Gidimden clan of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And this is a show that explores the relationship between poetry and music. This is the second part of a two-part episode on Walt Whitman, who you were just listening to. That was the 49th section of his poem, Song of Myself. And I'm reading today from the book Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman from Smithers Public Library. Shout out to them. For those who didn't turn into the last show, Walt Whitman was born in 1819 in New York, and he died in 1892. He was a bit of a nonconformist, including being openly gay and bisexual and being openly in praise of the body, which is very unusual for that period of time. But today's episode will be highlighting Whitman's reach across genres, influencing artists from pop to hardcore to hip hop. And we'll be starting in the world of Afropop with BB Tanga and the Selenites, speaking to NPR about his album 40 Degrees of Sunshine released in 2012. BB Tanga said, quote, "My friend, Mr. Professor in La Sable, got a lot of books in his studio, so when we're just playing music together, we have those books. If we want to sing, we just take the book," Tanga says. "I opened a book of poems by Walt Whitman, and when I was reading it, it was like I was talking. They call him the cosmic poet because the way he writes things, it's like when you were talking, it's like he was inside of you." Tanga says that the jam session turned into Poet of the Soul. So this is the BB Tanga singing Walt Whitman's poem, Song of Myself, part 21, in the song, Poet of the Soul.
Content, and if it's an O, be aware. I said content, one word is aware, and by far the largest to me, and that is myself. And whether I come to my own today, or in 10,000, or 10 million years, I can cheerfully take it now with equal cheerfulness. I can wait.
I'm the poet of the soul, I'm the poet of the body, I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body, I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body, I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body.
I'm the poet of the woman, the same as the man. And I say it is as great to be a woman as to be a man. And I say there is nothing greater than the mother of men. I chant a new chant of delation and pride.
I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body, I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body, I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body, I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body.
It's the poet of the soul.
Have you outstripped the rest? Are you the president? It is a trifle. They will more than arrive there, everyone, and still pass on. I am he that works with a tenor and groaning night. I call to the earth and see how fed by the night.
I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body. I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body. I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body. I'm the poet of the soul. I'm the poet of the body.
Not upon you alone the dark patches fall, the dark threw its patches down upon me also. The best I had done seemed to me blank and suspicious, my great thoughts, as I supposed them, were they not in reality meager? Nor is it you alone who know what it is to be evil. I am he who knew what it is to be evil. I too knitted the old knot of contrariety, blabbed, blushed, resented, lied, stole, grudged, had guile, anger, lust, hot wishes I dared not speak, was wayward, vain, greedy, shallow, sly, cowardly, malignant. The wolf, the snake, the hog, not wanting in me, the cheating look, the frivolous word, the adulterous wish, not wanting. Refusals, hates, postponements, meanness, laziness, none of these wanting. Was one with the rest, the days and haps of the rest, was called by my nighest name by clear and loud voices of young men as they saw me approaching or passing, felt their arms on my neck as I stood, or the negligent leaning of their flesh against me as I sat. Saw many I loved in the street or ferry boat or public assembly, yet never told them a word. Lived the same life with the rest, the same old laughing, gnawing, sleeping, played the part that still looks back on the actor or actress, the same old role, the role that is what we make it, as great as we like, or as small as we like, or both great and small. You were listening to BB Tango with Poet of the Soul. Before that, lyrics were all Walt Whitman in that one, and I was just reading to you from Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, Part 6 of that poem by Walt Whitman. We're going to turn next to Big Ups, which is a post-hardcore band from Brooklyn. Their 2016 album entitled Before a Million Universes is named after the 48th section of Whitman's poem Song of Myself, which contains the line, quote, "And I say to any man or woman, let your soul stand cool and composed before a million universes." So this is Big Ups with the lead single from Before a Million Universes, which is called Capitalized.
Forever, the bubbling, that person is nothing, the value is something. Forward,
who includes diversity and is nature? Who is the amplitude of the earth and the coarseness and sexuality of the earth and the great charity of the earth and the equilibrium also? Who has not looked forth from the windows, the eyes for nothing, or whose brain held audience with messengers for nothing? Who contains believers and disbelievers? Who is the most majestic lover? Who holds duly his or her triune proportion of realism, spiritualism, and of the aesthetic or intellectual? Who, having considered the body, finds all its organs and parts good? Who, out of the theory of the earth and of his or her body, understands by subtle analogies all other theories, the theory of a city, a poem, and of the large politics of these states? Who believes not only in our globe with its sun and moon, but in other globes with their suns and moons? Who, constructing the house of himself or herself, not for a day but for all time, sees races, eras, dates, generations, the past, the future, dwelling there, like space, inseparable together? That was Cosmos by Walt Whitman. Before that, you were listening to Capitalized by Big Ups. We're going to do one more by Walt Whitman before we move on to the next song. This is a fitting pair to Cosmos, which I just read. It's called When I Heard the Learned Astronomer. When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I, sitting, heard the astronomer where he lectured, with much applause in the lecture room, how soon unaccountable I became tired and sick, till rising and gliding out I wandered off by myself in the mystical moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. I love that one. That was one of the first Walt Whitman poems I ever heard. We're going to turn now to the album Love This Giant, which is a collaboration between David Byrne and St. Vincent. Now, David Byrne is, of course, the frontman of Talking Heads, and this is actually the second time St. Vincent has been featured on this show. She was featured before because Annie Clark takes her stage name of St. Vincent from the hospital in New York where Dylan Thomas died. But today we're talking about her collaboration with David Byrne, and when asked by Pitchfork where the album name Love This Giant came from, David Byrne said, quote, "Mr. Walt Whitman, actually. The song I Should Watch TV has a lot of quotes from his very long poem, Song of Myself. In the poem, he begins by talking about himself and then extrapolates outward. I am multitudes, I am everybody, everybody is in me, I love everybody. He talks about people he sees on the street, the people he sees in Brooklyn, in New Jersey, and on, how he's in all of them, and they're all in him. I thought that's the idea of watching other people's lives on television to a more cosmic place." Well, that's taking the idea of watching other people's lives on television to a more cosmic place. It makes a lot more sense when I say it that way. So we'll turn now to David Byrne and St. Vincent with I Should Watch TV. A song called Just Youth, large, lusty, loving. Youth full of grace, force, fascination. Do you know that old age may come after you with equal grace, force, fascination? Day full-blown and splendid, day of the immense sun, action, ambition, laughter. The night follows close with millions of suns, and sleep and restoring darkness. That was Youth, Day, Old Age, and Night by Walt Whitman. Before that, you were listening to David Byrne and St. Vincent with I Should Watch TV from their album Love This Giant, with a lot of the lines taken from Walt Whitman in Songs of Myself, or Song of Myself. I'm going to read one more before we get to our next song. It's a quick one. It's called Ages and Ages Returning at Intervals. Ages and ages returning at intervals, undestroyed, wandering immortal, lusty, phallic, with the potent original loins, perfectly sweet. I, chanter of Adamic songs through the new garden, the west, the great city's calling, deliriate, thus prelude what is generated, offering these, offering myself, bathing myself, bathing my songs in sex, offspring of my loins. Very saucy, Walt Whitman. I think potent original loins, that's a great line. We're going to turn now, a total change of direction, to Nas, the former rapper from Queensland, who was one of the best-known hip-hop artists of the 1990s. Nas is a big fan of Walt Whitman, so much so that he actually appeared on the PBS show Poetry in America to discuss Walt Whitman and his influence on American literature and to read from Whitman's poem Song of Myself. I'm not actually aware of a Nas song, that draws directly from Whitman's poems, but I am aware that his track If I Ruled the World is awesome, so we're going to play that. This is Nas with Miss Lauryn Hill with If I Ruled the World, Imagine That.
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my
these last days of time. Where to be? Paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cash, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse fiends to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
To the sun, we won't.
You love to hear the story, how the thugs live in worry. Ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight. Trying to get laced, flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you could have all the chips, be poor or rich. Still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies, a B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and bronze.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and bronze.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
if I rule,
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
If I rule,
if I rule the world, if I rule the world,
baby.
That was If I Ruled the World, Imagine That by Nas with Lauryn Hill from the album It Was Written. And we're going to turn now to close with a connection between a poem and a song that might exist only in my mind. Not the song or the poem, the connection might only exist in my mind. The song and the poem are definitely real. I have no actual proof that this poem and this song that you are about to hear are in any way related, but there is no production oversight on this show, so my burden of proof is very low. And so we're going to go with it. And you can take a listen for yourself, and you can be the judge if these two are related. I'm going to start with the poem. This is Not Heaving from My Ribbed Breast Only by Walt Whitman. Not heaving from my ribbed breast only, not in sighs at night, in rage dissatisfied with myself, not in those long-drawn, ill-suppressed sighs, not in many an oath and promise broken, not in my willful and savage soul's volition, not in the subtle nourishment of the air, not in this beating and pounding at my temples and wrists, not in the curious systole and diastole within which we will one day cease, not in the many a hungry wish told to the skies only, not in cries, laughter, defiances thrown from me when alone far in the wilds, not in husky pantings through clenched teeth, not in sounded and resounded words, chattering words, echoes, dead words, not in the murmurs of my dreams while I sleep, nor the other murmurs of these incredible dreams of every day, nor in the limbs and senses of my body that take you and dismiss you continually, not there, not in any or all of them, O adhesiveness, O pulse of my life, need I that you exist and show yourself any more than in these songs. So, this poem makes me think of the track Not by Big Thief, which is built around a very similar lyrical structure, as you're going to hear, which is effectively a roller coaster of things that are not. So after searching around, I haven't been able to find any indication that the song is inspired by Whitman, but I feel like at least on a subconscious level, Big Thief's Adrian Lenker is ladling her words from the same cosmic pot as Walt Whitman, so to speak. So we're going to go out on this one. This is the song Not by Big Thief from their album Two Hands.
Table, nor the bed in the earth, nor the bed in the head that is haunted with a blanket of thirst. It's not the hunger revealing, nor the ricochet in the cave, nor the hand that is healing, nor the nameless grave. It's not the room, not beginning, not the crowd, not winning, not the planning, not spinning, not a ruse, not heat, not the fire laughing at the creek, not food, not to eat.
Been listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9. Thanks to our sponsor, BV Concert Association. This is Gavin Smith saying good night.